Sunday morning, 6/26/22, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is, If It Be Not, Call For It. A little lighter, lighten up a little bit here. If it be not, call for it. There are no shortages in the earth. None. None. Genesis 1.26 says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over all the cattle, and over all the earth, and over everything that creepeth, or every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, every tree that which is the fruit of a tree yielding seeds, to you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So how are we supposed to get these things? Right over here, when God saw the earth the way it was, did he call a committee and say, now we got to reconstruct this whole thing? It is just a mess. So we're going to get together and see how many resources we have some fundraisers, and then we're going to get together and just do what we got to do. No. What did he do? God said. All right, let's keep going. Genesis 2:8. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life, also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge and good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted, and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is, which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There's bedlam and onyx stone. The name of the second river is Gihon, the same as that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. Now we know why Africa is the most richest continent there is, because that's where Eden was. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that it is which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. What does it mean to dress something and to keep it? To keep it in order, right? To tend to something is to keep in order, like the upkeep on your car or whatever. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Then he prayed to the animals before Adam and said, I wonder what he's going to call them. And whatever he called them, it was. So there you go. There are no shortages. If you can imagine it, you can retrieve it. First time I ever got a hold of this is when I had fallen and broken something in my arm. We'd gone to our daughter's house, and when I was driving back, I just laid back in the seat, and I prayed in the spirit all the way home, about 5 hours or so. And I hadn't been able to move my arm, but when I got home, I had to wash my hair, and I could move my arm. It came out, just, it amazed me. Well, I was imagining myself using my arm. Am I using my arm today? There's not anything you need that God hasn't supplied. But we have to call for it. We have to call for what we want. The earth has been given to man. The Lord said, I made and fully stocked it for him and you. There are no shortages and never will be. What I make is perfect without any lack, just like my salvation plan. healing and soundness, nothing missing and nothing broken, peace. This is how my kingdom operates. It's not this selfish grumbling for something. Then what is the problem, many would ask. Seem they want to blame all of their problems on me. An enemy has done this. He has sown tares among the wheat, and they have stolen all of your stuff. They've built up their strongholds all around my children. They have hoarded all of your stuff. Don't cry to me, bind that straw man and get your stuff back. Satan's got your money, what do? Take it back in Jesus' name. Who you gonna call when you're in a strait? Not Ghostbusters, hopefully. Call for what you want, for the call has always been yours. Yes, I put it back into your lap. All the resources are already here. It isn't coming out of heaven. The earth is still stocked with anything and everything you will ever need, but you must run the squatters off. The squatter has to leave. Take no thought about what you will eat, drink, or wear. Call for what you need, want, or desire. You don't have to hoard or stock up. Just call it in and remain in peace, and it will come to you. And you'll have the best. You'll have brand new. Life and happiness will come to you. Don't be afraid. He did it. Everything he did was perfect. All right, Matthew 6. All things are possible to him who believes. All right, Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So why are we not seeing the things that we believe that we should be receiving? Because we spend part of our time in the other master's camp. See, this is what happens when your mind and your thoughts go to what you don't have, what you can't do. Isn't that why the other master comes to do? To steal the word? If you're spending more time on what you don't have and what you don't see and whatever that's in the negative, what master are you serving? But when you get to the point that all that consumes your mind is how wealthy you are and how you can have anything in the world you want, you just got to call for it. And you keep your mind on that and you don't let the other come and try to steal away from you God's vision for you. You can't serve two masters. That's that double-mindedness that accomplishes zero. You never go anywhere in that. It's like you're got the gas pedal all the way to the floor and the engine is just roaring and you're not going anywhere. You're in neutral. See, when you begin to realize who you are and what you have and it becomes bigger than life to you, then that mouth will no longer be effective against you or his bag of tricks. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Lately, I've just been saying, Lord, you're my doctor. You're my dentist. You're my health care provider. I cast the complete and total care of anything and everything that pertains to me on you, and I'm not going to give a thought about it. What shall you eat or what shall you drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on? Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? See, the devil would keep you, oh, that's that grind, that 24/7 grind that you're under. Like Joyce Meyer, I think I need, I want. I think I need, I want. I think I need, I want, 24/7. instead of being at peace and at rest and happy and joyful, because you know your Father is supplying. If He watches the birds and supplies them, how much more you? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? We got lots of birds around here, and I've been watching. You can watch and sit and watch those birds, and you know, they're not having hysterical fits or having heart attacks and falling to the ground. They don't give a care. They just get up and they just do their thing as birds do. And then one day they fall to the ground. Never give a care. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? All this scare tactic that Satan has tried to use against you, have they ever panned out, really? Have they ever really done anything except get your emotions all mixed up? Get your bowels all messed up, whatever? Like a spook house, right? You know, the spook houses used to scare you as a kid, but do they anymore? No, because you know that thing over there is just, you know, something somebody made up. What do you think the devil's doing? It's just something he made up. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? All this that you're going through, all this mental agony over what the devil's saying, it's not going to add a thing to nothing. It's not going to do anything. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. I heard a story yesterday. It was before the speech. They were talking about a young man. And I didn't get all of the story. But in essence, he had a father in the hospital, cancer surgery. All of his money was gone. And he went to some meeting where I guess President Trump was going to be, and President Trump found out about his plight. He didn't even have a suit of clothes. People got wind of that and bought him a suit. And he walks in there, President Trump's there, and hands him a check for $10,000. Look at the kind of leader God has given to this nation. See, that's the way He wants us all to be. That's the kind of man. He's setting a godly example before us. They were just going on about how that young man was so blessed. And his father was there at the rally last night. That was why they were telling the story. And he recovered. He's good. And President Trump said, I don't want you to have to carry this burden. God don't want you to carry any burden. He wants you to enjoy life. He came that you might have life in that more abundantly. That's why He wants us to have that view of a child. Watch some little kids get together and watch how they do. They're just silly and have fun. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall ye not much more clothe ye of you of little, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take not thought, saying, what shall we eat? Boy, I tell you, we've had to learn a lesson on that. Lord said, no longer talk about when they're going to get out here and fix this fence, this gate. Lord says, speak what you want. So I've been saying, Lord, the gate's finished. That's what I'm training myself every time I get in that gripe mode and I want to start saying something out of my mouth. Satan's come to steal the word. Just those kind of instances, that's how he steals the word. He wants us to get disciplined to speaking things out of the kingdom. For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I like what Amplify says, His way of doing and being right. How does He do it? He calls it. Like I said, He didn't call a committee. He called for those things that be not as though they were. He is the God that calls those things that be not as though they are. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. Can't serve two masters. Romans 4:17. That's just what I quoted to you. Let's read that. Abraham, his wife was barren, 90 years old. But he promised him a son. As it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations. He put the word before him, father of nations, mother of nations. Your descendants is the sand of the seashore, as the stars in heaven. Who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to all that was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And be not weak in faith. He didn't consider his own body now dead, but when it was about 100 years old, yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of unbelief, God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. God wants us to be so persuaded that when this new bunch comes in, wanting to know about the kingdom of God, and when the kingdom of God begins to manifest, it's already manifesting, when we begin to proclaim the way the kingdom of God is, and you can have what you say, then we can demonstrate it to them right there, because we have learned to walk into it. We are so disciplined that we don't let the devil get our words. Not take our dreams, our hopes, and steal it from us. But we stay honed in on, no. I see. You can't take that image away from me. The image that God has formed in me by his word and his promise to me. You cannot take it away from me. I saw myself using my arm, and I could use my arm. Was it completely whole at that time? No, but it taught me a lesson. People spend hours and hours and hours running around with the worrying and fretting and staying up nights, when if they just meditate, imagine I call for what I want, and as my sons, you call for what you want. This is the kingdom of God's way. How did I feed the multitude with so little? You guessed it. I called for it. In giving thanks because of what I had, the little he had, he gave thanks, and it multiplied and fed 5,000 plus women and children. When you learn to operate this way, you will be like Elijah when the ravens brought him meat and bread twice a day. This is the kingdom of God. No one can take this away from you. If they burned down every food factory and killed every animal for food, destroyed all the crops, what would you do? We better be imagining that steak and lobster. That's what we should better be imagining. All right, this is the way the kingdom of God operates. It's supernatural provision, and this is the way the kingdom operates. Supernaturally. Not naturally. Supernaturally, okay? Carefree living. That no matter what the devil and his bunch do, they can't get a scare in on you. Because the reason you think the way you do is because you've listened to fear, false evidence that appears real, all your life. And what you're having to do now is get it programmed out of you. Few more scriptures. Amos chapter 9. Verse 13. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. Just think about it. You put the seed in the ground, and you got a crop already. I just planted that grapevine. I already got one. It's supernatural. Micah 4. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let's go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine, under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. For all people will walk, every one, in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Peaceful. Isaiah 65:24 says, And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Get busy and set kingdom operation in motion in your affairs. Decide. I'm no longer going to let the devil cause me to let my thoughts wander to his agenda and his plan. You've got to get an image in your mind and a focus that when that comes, then all you can think about is what God has for you, what he has in store. What he's going to do, what he has said he's already going to do. See, that one has to override the other because you can't serve two. Can't serve two.